Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day and welcome to this segment of our Bible study. And it's going to be under the theme, Who to Worship. Remember, our key verse is Revelation 14, verses 6 and 7, that says, Worship Him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. On this session, we're looking at why we need to worship Him that made the heaven and earth and the fountains of water. Why? But before we proceed, let us pray and ask God to lead us into finding out who this is that we need to worship. Let us pray. Our Father, what in heaven, we are seeking your face, the one who made and created the heaven and earth. We pray, Lord, that you may reveal yourself unto us as we study your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. My name is Jimmy Dube, and we are going to be together as we find out what Revelation 14 says when it says, Worship Him who created heaven and earth and the seas and the fountains of water. Why in particular the one that created heaven and earth? Is there other gods that we as people worship? Is there any other? Is it possible? Why does the Bible specifically say, Worship Him who made heaven and earth and the seas and all that there is? Now, connecting our verse, Revelation 14, verses 6 and 7, would like to connect it with Revelation 4. Revelation 4, and verse is 11. It says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. I'll read that verse again because it's key. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. One qualification that God has that is above all other qualifications is His qualification of being a creator. Genesis 1 verse 1 says, In the beginning God created heaven and earth. Now, there's something very interesting that I would like to just bring into you as the listener. If you have a house, a property, a house that you own, and you give an estate agent to manage it for you, it does not mean that you have given up your property. It's still yours, but there is somebody who is managing it for you. Now, this is what happened on earth. After creation, this is what God did to Adam and Eve. He created, and then He gave them dominion. He gave them dominion over this world. Now, it's very interesting to look into this matter of dominion. If we read Genesis chapter 1 and verses 26 to 28, and God said, this is God now, the Godhead, talking about the creation of man. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, this is very interesting. God gave humanity dominion, but did not give humanity kingship. God gave dominion, but did not give ownership of this planet. Dominion is, just to say, manage this property of mine as an estate agent. An estate agent will always remember to consult the owner of the house. As created beings, as people that were put by God on this earth, God is saying, I still own this. What I said to you is just to manage it. Manage it. That's all I have asked you to do. And we have not been given kingship. In other words, ownership of this earth and planet still belongs to God. And whatever contract there is between an estate agent and the tenant that is renting that property, it has to be okayed by the owner of the house. Psalm 24. We have read it before, but would like to refer to it again. Psalm 24, and the verse is 1. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. In other words, God is still claiming the ownership of this earth. He has not given it up. Even though we may think that we own the earth, but honestly, not one person can say, I created the earth. Hence, the qualification of God as a creator supersedes any other being that is known. So therefore, this is why the verse says, worship him who created heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Yeah. So this is what qualifies God to be worshipped, because he created all things. He says, one day he's talking to Belshazzar in the book of Daniel chapter 5. He says, Belshazzar, you forgot to worship God in whose hand your breath is. In whose hand your breath is. Just for reference, I would quickly go to that verse so that if the breath of Belshazzar was in God's hand, then your breath and my breath is in the hands of God. This is what the Bible reads and says in the book of Daniel chapter 5. It says, verse 22, and thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thy heart, though thou knowest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels to his house before you, and you and your lords, your wives, and your concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold and brass and iron and wood and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? Then was the part of thy hand sent from him, and this writing was written. In other words, this is the writing on the wall. He's reminding Belshazzar, he's reminding you and I, that we should not worship the God of silver and gold, of brass and wood and stone. In other words, it is possible to worship other gods. But now God is saying, worship him because he is the one who created, and not the creature, which is gold, which is silver, which was created by God. It's very interesting. I was talking to one person the other day and saying, okay, if you give me a lift from Johannesburg to Cape Town in your vehicle, we arrive in Cape Town and I say to the vehicle, hey, thank you for giving me a lift. What would you feel like, you, the owner of the vehicle, who was driving the vehicle? Who should I who should I thank? Should I thank the vehicle? Because I was sitting on the vehicle. Is the vehicle that was moving? I was not sitting on you. I was sitting on the vehicle. How would you feel if I get to Cape Town and I thank the vehicle for carrying me from Johannesburg to Cape Town? How would you feel? You will feel offended because you are thanking the vessel and not the owner of the vessel. This is the problem that God is looking at. He is saying you are praising the gods of silver, the gods of gold. You are praising money, which I created, and failing to praise me, who is the creator. So God says you cannot equate me. So worship must go to the creator. And quickly go to Isaiah chapter 42, just to see that God is saying, who are you going to equate me with? But if we equate God with silver, and God is jealous, the Bible says God is a jealous God. This is what Isaiah 42 verse 5 says. That says God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. Now, God is still claiming that there is no other source of life except from him. Therefore, remember this verse, he is worthy of being worshipped, because in his hand is your breath and in his hand is my breath. God is the one who deserves worship. Revelation 4 again, verse 11 says, you are worthy to be worshipped because you created heaven and earth. But he doesn't force worship. God is saying, this is the offer, that is the good news. Worship him so that your ways, your life can be sustained, because he is not just the creator, but also the sustainer of our lives. Before we conclude, I would like us to thank the Lord and pray that he reminds us that he is worthy of our worship, and not the silver and not the gold and not the money that he has created. We thank you, God, for who you are. You are worthy to be worshipped because you created us. You created all things for your honor and for your glory. Thank you, God, for allowing us to find you. Lead us unto all the truth, that we may know how to go. Give us your light. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we close, in case there are questions, remember to send a WhatsApp message on +27 83 269 2472. May God bless you all. Amen.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.